Minnesota.
Now, switching over to another team in the Big Ten, Minnesota is a very interesting case this year with a coaching hire in Richard Pitino, which shocked many. I'm joined by Jace Frederick of the Minnesota Daily. And Jace, tell me about the buzz around campus with this hiring, losing Tubby Smith and hiring a guy off the radar like Richard Pitino.
Yeah, you know, the Richard Pitino hiring was an unexpected one. That's for sure. His name wasn't one that was talked about really at all until the day he was hired. But obviously, being Rick Pitino's son, he has that notoriety just with his name. And now, you know, coming in, he talked a lot about an up-tempo offense, a high-pressure attacking, full-court defense. And people are really excited to see that. People are excited for that new change of pace. And a lot of people are wondering if that's going to work in a traditionally slow-paced Big Ten.
Yeah, it seems like last year you guys were loaded with athletes, and you lose a lot of those athletes, but you do get the Hollins brothers back. What are the expectations going into this season amongst the Minnesota fan base?
You know, I think expectations, while excited for Pitino and what he can bring to this team, they're tempered for this year. Obviously losing Rodney Williams and Trevor Mbakwe, two seniors on that front line who have brought a lot of experience to the game, is expected to hurt, especially early on. The Hollins has created pretty dynamic backcourt that should maybe be able to help the transition process, but the Gophers are really thin on the front line, and that's expected to be a problem as they move into Big Ten play. And I think a lot of people are expecting maybe a mid to low level Big Ten finish around here.
Yeah, and obviously this is a pretty inexperienced team. I see only three seniors, if I'm counting correctly, on the roster. However, is there a player or players in particular that you've seen this offseason that will surprise the nation?
Well, you know, I think it's just going to be interesting to see how a lot of these transfers that came in perform with the Gophers, and especially as they move into the Big Ten. A junior college transfer guard from Central Arizona College, DeAndre Matthew, has turned some heads pretty early here. The Gophers have held a couple team scrimmages, and Matthew put up over 20 points in both of those, been the leading scorer in both games. One of the scrimmages was actually open to the public, and Matthew finished with 26, and he just looked electric and really flawless as he got to the rim on anybody they threw at him, including Andre Owens. So a lot of people are kind of interested to see what Matthew, who's 5'9", so obviously not the biggest guy, but so quick, and what he's going to be able to do against this competition in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and another player I saw a little bit of last year, he didn't really get a lot of time, was Elliot Eliasson. He showed signs of promise. Has he made any significant positive changes to his game this year? He's tall, he's 6'11", and he's got a good frame. Has he learned to be more physical?
You know, in the limited things that we've seen of him, he looks to be a very similar style player to what he was last year. The thing about him last year, especially coming off the bench to give Williams and Mbakwe those spurts of breaks, is Eliasson was a high-energy guy who was so effective on the boards, and defensively he made some big plays. He's also a great passer. It'd be interesting to see if he can maintain that energy, that high energy for long periods of play, as he's going to have to play a lot of minutes for the Gophers team this year. That's very thin on that front line. I expect Eliasson to be the starting center, and I mean, he's going to have to put up 25 minutes a game.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember he would get into foul trouble a lot, as it was as well. So with that said, give me like a best case, worst case scenario with Minnesota this year. New coach, a little turnover in terms of talent. You lose a lot in Trevor Mbakwe. How do you see this team performing if they perform to the best of their abilities? And on the flip side, how do you see this team performing to the opposite of the best?
So best case scenario, I think, for the Gophers is all of their transfers work out. They have Joey King, who came in from Drake. He plays the four spot and is able to fill in as a pick-and-pop guy. Hit the outside shot, which they desperately need and struggled with last year. DeAndre Matthew can step in and be the point guard, move Andre Hollins to the two, Austin Hollins to a three, and kind of fill out that backcourt. And then even Malik Smith, who came, a three-point sharpshooter, who came with Pitino from FIU, is able to provide that spark and that consistent three-point shooting. Best case scenario, maybe this team finishes in the Big Ten. That would be absolutely, everything pans out, plays really well, and they are able to establish that up-tempo game through their great guard play. Worst case scenario, the team's front line really catches up with them. I mean, right now you have Elliot Elias and Milwaukee, Jennifer King, redshirt freshman Charles Boggs on the front line, Otto Olsen. You know, it's just not a lot of depth, it's not a lot of experience, and it's not a lot of meat. I mean, they just don't seem to have those big bodies, especially to play the four spot in the Big Ten against some of those teams that can really out-rebound and out-physical you. So I think maybe that could get worn down as the Big Ten progresses, and it could potentially turn for the worst for this team if they're not able to establish that up-tempo style, and then force them to I've seen some predictions where this team could finish at the bottom of the Big Ten. Well, I don't think that'll happen. It's definitely a possibility.
Jace Frederick of the Minnesota Daily, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it, Hank. Thanks for having me.